This week, 60 Minutes is defending its decision to air what it called some of the most disturbing footage in its 47-year history. And a warning, we're about to air a few seconds of it. The audio is difficult, but the video is of Syrians, including children, dying horribly from a sarin gas attack in 2013.
Victims were stripped and washed. Everything was tried, but nothing could be done.
David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent. He's got some thoughts on these images. David, share them. How did you feel about this airing?
Well, look, I think the key thing to remember is that so much of journalism involves a subjective choices. And that word carries a certain kinds of negative connotations. People say, oh, that's not an objective journalism. Well, these are tough choices to make. And at the same time, you know, you saw people, including youth, children, shaking, quivering, twitching, mm-hmm. some of them clearly, you know, about to die. Mm-hmm. And it was very effective and it was very moving. And you can say, well, look, that was 2 years ago. Why should we care about this now? And the whole point of, I think, the story was a subjective choice to say, whatever our policy is as a government, as a people, you know, you should care about this. This is happening. This is a problem. And it's a terrible reflection of what that government is willing to do on itself there in Syria.
Well, CBS reporter Scott Pelley said the network didn't question the decision to air it.
We wanted the world to see what this was in all of its ugliness. It killed more than 1,000 people, more than 400 children. You can read about that all day, but if you don't see it, I don't believe the impact truly hits you.
And David, you know, people are saying this is the appropriate response to, say, sanitizing the news or hiding it, you know, not showing coffins coming back from war. But on the other hand, does this also anesthetize us to it?
Well, it's a question of how much you show these things. You know, if American networks were to decide to show beheadings by ISIS every time ISIS decided to post footage up on YouTube, it would essentially be serving in the eyes of many media observers, many journalists, in effect as a part of a propaganda arm of ISIS. And so doing, Fox News came under much criticism for showing the full execution of that footage, I believe only mm-hmm. online, but still. And yet, you know, in some ways you have to give some sense of the barbarity of what's involved for people to understand it. People wrestled with, for example, showing footage of a police officer being killed in Paris as part of those Charlie Hebdo attacks by Muslim extremists there. And it was very moving and very visceral. But, you know, we knew that the guy was dead. Do we need to see him shot? I think that's a borderline call.
Yeah. Well, then there's also the recent videos of black men being shot in the U.S. And killed on video. Yes, it triggered a national outcry, but some are also wondering, wait a second, is there something obscene about watching death between commercials?
Well, I talked a little bit with Bruce Shapiro about that. He's director of the DART Center, which thinks about how violence is portrayed by journalists. I personally think that that footage, particularly of Walter Scott in North Charleston being shot six times, you know, again in the back as he fled, not particularly quickly, a police officer in North mm-hmm. Charleston, South Carolina. I thought that that was served to, you know, enshrine an understanding of what really happened rather than having police saying this is regrettable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a struggle and you have to understand it in that context. I think at times camera, particularly citizen-generated photographs that are not done by professional journalists, are vital to us filling in pictures that were otherwise sanitized by official explanations.
Yeah. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, something tells me we will be talking about this again and again, the use of very graphic videos. David, thank you.
You bet.